The hills of Mare Gem, at this time of year, stripped raw. A few months ago, they would have been full of mature maize, ready to be harvested. Now, it's like this, a moonscape. On the backside of Doi Intanon, Thailand's tallest mountain, the landscape flattens out, forming these fertile valleys ideal for growing food. But here these days, largely the only food being grown is for animals, destined for our plates. And the land now appears far from lush. Suathat Tepin has worked these slopes for decades. Today she grows maize and is a cog in an industrial agricultural machine that dominates huge swathes of upland northern Thailand, Myanmar's Shan state, and northern Laos. Maize is mostly grown to feed chickens and pigs for the country's sprawling meat operations. Only the hardiest plant could sink its roots into soil like this, and the maize, bioengineered to withstand a lack of water and an excess of chemicals, fits the bill. It has transformed Mare Gem, like many other parts of the region. Maize is not a new phenomenon, but it continues to expand. Between 2015 and 2023, close to an additional 2 million hectares of forest in the Mekong Basin was converted to grow maize, according to Greenpeace. And farmers like Suthat have been incentivized to be part of this system. Industrial agriculture has swept across northern Thailand for decades. What once was forest is now this, fields largely for growing maize. There is a demand for it, and that's growing too, but there's also a cost. Mark Zimmerman spends lots of time wandering through the forests and the fields around Chiang Mai. He has seen the landscape changes slowly unfolding. The forest that is left is just a fraction of what once stood. Over generations, Thailand's forests have been wiped away to support human development. Where once three-quarters of the country was covered in forest, that figure has dropped to about one-third. This time-lapse shows forest land disappearing in northern Thailand since the mid-1980s. Local people are responsible, but they're also victims, Zimmerman says.
Yeah, well, it's pretty dramatic, actually, when you look at it with your own eyes and walk through either an intact forest or an area that was a forest just a year or two or 5 years ago and is now dramatically altered, right? You know, this is a very difficult situation, and they're being incentivized to do something that in the long run is probably not in their best interests, right? Because they're people who have lived for generations in the forest or with the forest, and they're being incentivized to cut their own forest down. And I think that's a very sad and tragic thing. And it all originates with what you and I eat.
The development of the sector has run parallel with shifting consumer tastes towards eating more meat, rapid urbanization, and increasing wealth in Asia. In Thailand, meat has steadily become a more important and constant element of people's daily diet. Walk through any food market in the country and you'll be surrounded by meat. From sizzling pork neck on hot grills to deep-fried chicken wings, the casual eating scene in the country is dominated by animal proteins. In 1990, on average, each person in Thailand ate 16.6 kilograms of meat per year. By 2022, that number reached 28.1, and by 2050, it's projected to be 41.6 kilos. Similar trends can be seen across the world. Meat consumption is rising everywhere. Asia could see its overall consumption rise by 78% by mid-century.
We rarely ask ourselves when we have lunch, dinner, breakfast. We consume every day and every meal, but we could not see the connection of people in our food. Young generation are programmed to consume meat, and meat is a kind of social status right now. You have a bigger purse, you have access to better meat.
To supply this demand requires a huge and steady amount of feed, and that requires land, domestically in Thailand and overseas. The NGO Madre Brava forecasts that land use needed for Thailand's meat industry could increase by a further 42% by 2050 to more than 6 million hectares, about 84 times the size of Singapore. There are concerns for what that means for the environment.
I dread to think of how it is going to turn out. I don't think we have enough land to grow food for animals. The environmental consequences will be catastrophic. The fish stock is declining. So it is, we have to get our act together now.
Worsening air quality and transboundary haze are also known outcomes of the maize industry. Often, fields are burnt after harvest, contributing to PM2.5 problems across the region at certain times of year.
ถ้าเป็นพื้นที่ไร่ที่มันอยู่ในพื้นที่ราบบางไร่ก็อาจจะใช้วิธีไถพรวนไถกบแต่ถ้าเป็นพื้นที่สูงหน่อยก็จะใช้วิธีในการเผาเนี่ยก็จะเกิดผลกระทบเรื่องสิ่งแวดล้อมอย่างนี้ก็คือว่าเรื่องฝุ่นควัน PM2.5 ที่เราเห็นกันแล้วก็พื้นที่ไร่ข้าวโพดเนี่ยมันก็ติดกันกับพื้นที่ป่าบางทีการเผาพื้นที่ไร่ข้าวโพดที่ติดกับพื้นที่ป่าบางทีมันก็อาจจะลามไปช่วงเป็นไฟป่า
Government officials in Chiang Mai acknowledge the problem
อยากให้มันไม่เกิดขึ้นแต่ว่าเราก็คิดว่าหลายหน่วยงานได้ช่วยกันดูแลก็อาจจะต้องใช้ระยะเวลานิดนึงในการปรับเปลี่ยนพฤติกรรมเขาอาจจะเป็นสาเหตุนึงที่เราอาจจะต้องมาช่วยกันดูแลว่าทำยังไงเขาจะไม่ขยายพื้นที่ปลูกข้าวโพดไปอีกแล้วทำยังไงเราถึงจะทำให้พื้นที่นั้นอะกลับมาเป็นพื้นที่ต้นน้ำที่มีต้นไม้ใหญ่มีความยั่งยืนของระบบป่าไม้
New legislation could be introduced in Thailand this year to put more limitations on the imports of maize from burnt fields. Large agro firms also say they are trying to make their operations more sustainable, given their long-standing control of the industry.
อาจจะต้องใช้ไม้เรียวบ้างในแง่ของกฎหมายเข้ามาจริงจังแล้วก็มีการควบคุมเพิ่มเติมที่สำคัญนะคะกับประเทศเพื่อนบ้านด้วย
Experts say that while everyday people might be somewhat aware of the impacts of producing more and more meat, it doesn't mean they can or will change their diets.
ค่ะว่าผู้บริโภคตระหนักไหมเขาตระหนักแต่เขาแยกกันเขาไม่ได้เอามารวมกันเขาตระหนักถึงภัยของสิ่งแวดล้อมแต่เวลาเขาบริโภคเขายังคงเลือกราคามาเป็นปัจจัยหลักในการที่เขาจะเลือกบริโภค
For the sake of the environment and the farmers, others want to see more accountability from the powerful players in industry and government.
We have a corporate, food corporate, that's so rich in the world, but the farmers or the food producer are so poor. So something is wrong